From KMXT in Kodiak, this is the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Maggie Wall. Salmon season is coming on strong, but it's not the only fishery active right now. More than 40 boats fished in the Prince William Sound shrimp fishery. Cod, Dungeness, crab, pollock, halibut, and more are all going on in various parts of the state. We'll have a rundown. Members of the Bristol Bay Drift Fleet upgrade their gear to include chillers and upgrade the quality taken to market. From the Copper River, we learn that king salmon return is coming in better than forecast. And finally this week, the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council is meeting in Juneau. We'll have tips for reading through the masses of documents with an alphabet soup of acronyms. All that and more coming up on this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report, right after this.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by AK Teach, now enrolling K-12 homeschool students throughout the state of Alaska, creating partnerships that are flexible, family-friendly, and unique to your child. More information is available at AK Teach or at 907-942-0667.
Salmon is front and center in Alaska Fisheries news this week. But as Lainey Welch reports, there are a lot of other fisheries taking place around the state.
Kodiak salmon season kicked off 10 days early on June 1st with a record run of reds to the Karluk River. Area Fish and Game Manager James Jackson.
Last time I think we did that was 2005, so it's been a while since we've opened that early.
Jackson voices the concern that everyone's feeling that a gridlocked Alaska legislature will force a halt to salmon season in a matter of weeks. At Prince William Sound, the spot shrimp fishery is set to close on June 8th when the 67,000-pound quota is taken. More than 40 boats took part in that fishery this year. Southeast Alaska's summer Dungeness season will kick off on June 15th. Several million pounds usually come out of that fishery. In the Bering Sea, the summer season for Alaska pollock opens on June 10th. In the Gulf of Alaska, pollock fishing closed at the end of May and will reopen on August 25th. Alaska halibut catches have topped 7 million pounds. Sablefish catches are at 9.5 million pounds. The year's first Red King crab fishery should kick off in late June at Norton Sound. That catch is usually near 500,000 pounds.
Alaska Fish Radio's Lainey Welch.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard-accepted hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amse.org or 907-747-3287.
Turning now to the Copper River, where the king salmon return is coming in better than forecast. Predicted to be the weakest on record at about 29,000 kings, Alaska Department of Fish and Game Upper Copper River Management biologist Mark Somerville says the forecast is being questioned given recent weeks' king harvest by commercial fishers on the river's delta.
Even under restricted area and time, the commercial fishery has caught over 8,000 king salmon, which is unexpected, and indicates that the return may be higher than we anticipated.
Somerville says the better-than-expected commercial king harvest is supported by data from a mark and recapture project. The information ended up being good news for subsistence fishermen as the state began to peel back sport and subsistence king harvest restrictions.
We have rescinded the limits in the subsistence fishery so that there is currently no limit on king salmon for fish wheels, and we are back to the 5 fish limit for dip netting in the subsistence fishery. We have also reopened the sport fishery to an annual limit of 2 king salmon, with only 1 allowed from each tributary, and we've allowed the use of bait in selected waters, say the Klutina, Tansina, and portions of the Gulkana River.
The Copper River sockeye return is forecast to come in at about 1.8 million fish, which is slightly below an average return. Last year, the Bristol Bay Drift Fleet chilled more of their catch than ever before in the fishery's history. Bristol Bay is the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery and long had a reputation of delivering cannery-quality catch. But the market is selling more of the salmon fresh or as frozen fillet, requiring the fleet to supply a better fish. From Dillingham, KDLG's Nick Shalino has more on a study that shows more fishermen are doing just that.
The Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association commissions the consulting group Northern Economics to survey fish processors in the area each year.
Every year it goes out to the major processors in the region, and we ask questions about the volume of purchases, and we focus on the portion of the raw product purchases that are being chilled.
That's project manager Michelle Humphrey. She says last year's survey showed record-setting numbers for chilled salmon.
When we started the survey in 2008, only 24% of all of the purchases were being chilled. And in 2016, we recorded that 71% of all the products were being chilled. So that's a huge jump in portion of purchases, but it's also a really big jump because last year's run was very large, so just in terms of volume.
The total volume of Drift Fleet chilled purchases in Bristol Bay last year was more than 122 million pounds, which surpassed the previous record of less than 88 million pounds. Humphrey says this uptick in chilled fish is largely due to processors paying more for a colder product.
Most of the processors in the region now offer chilling bonuses, which many people think that is kind of a driver behind this change, is that they're being incentivized to deliver chilled product.
According to the BBR SDA survey, chilling bonuses averaged 16 cents per pound last season. Humphrey says the chilling bonuses have prompted many of the fishermen in the bay to install refrigerated seawater, or RSW, systems into their vessels. RSW systems chill fish without the need for ice in the fish hold. Humphrey says most boats in the bay are using RSW, but some are still holding out.
It's a big investment to install an RSW system, and they either don't think it's worth it or they don't have the funds to pay for that upgrade. And then there's also this other group that that isn't chilling currently, that they're kind of the bigger vessels that rely on volume. So they will forego the chilling bonuses in order to stay out and fish more and just get more fish.
Humphrey says the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association hopes to make RSW the standard for commercial fishing vessels. She says higher quality chilled fish can be processed into fillets, which have a higher market value than canned salmon.
By increasing the value of the raw product by chilling, it's essentially increasing the value of the entire fishery.
According to the survey, the percentage of Bristol Bay raw salmon processed into fillets in 2016 rose 7 points from the previous year. But still, 29% of the fish delivered to processors was not chilled. I'm Nick Shalino, KDLG News.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
The North Pacific Fisheries Management Council is meeting in Juneau through June 13th. Meetings are live streamed. The agenda and background documents are online at npfmc.org. The council met jointly with the International Pacific Halibut Commission in an all-day meeting on Wednesday. A three-meeting outlook gives a quick listed summary of the items being taken up by the council. In addition to the current Juneau meeting, the outlook also lists topics for the October and December meetings, which will be held in Anchorage. If you are familiar at all with the council, you know that the meetings are long, the paperwork is immense, and the lingo can be overwhelming and confusing. I'm no expert on the North Pacific Council, the topics they cover, or all the words that they use, but I've learned a trick or two, and I'd like to share some of that with you. I noticed on the website that there's a posted 3-meeting outlook, which gives you a list of items that are going to be taken up by the council at the current meeting, as well as the October and the December meetings, which will be held in Anchorage. The posted 3-meeting outlook includes a 2-column listing of acronyms, which will help you translate NPFMC language into something more manageable. Most of it makes sense if you remember that it's all about the initials. For instance, many people can readily identify GOA as the Gulf of Alaska. That's a fairly common usage in print and in other media, though most fishermen I know just call it the Gulf. Here are a few more. Fishermen might say Red King Crab. The North Pacific Fisheries Management Council translates it to RKC. Blue King Crab is called BKC. I'm guessing that you're catching on to this initial stuff pretty well. A lot fewer fishermen can go the other direction. That is where it really starts getting tricky. Okay, quick. BKC. What does that stand for? We just had that one. Blue King Crab. How about SSL? Remember, we're talking about fish, not websites, where SSL refers to secure sites, such as your bank or your credit card website. For the North Pacific Council, SSL refers to one of those oversized, sharp-toothed creatures that are known to jump onto a vessel and just take over. Yes, SSL stands for Stellar Sea Lion. My advice for those trying to understand what the North Pacific Council is doing or proposing is to ask someone who knows what they're talking about. Pick just one or two topics to follow at first so that you don't get overwhelmed. And don't expect to be an expert after just a bit of time. Even experts at fisheries regulations and fish politics are constantly learning new things. Also, the council staff is very helpful, as is the website. It's easy to remember what the council website is if you remember the initials. NPFMC.org.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs, 1-800-992-4960, or online at alaskaboat.com.
That's it for this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report. We had help from Nick Shalino at KDLG in Dillingham and Aaron Bolton with KBBI in Homer. We also had help from Alaska Fish Radio's Lainey Welch and Daniel Bross from KUAC in Fairbanks. As always, a big thank you to everyone who helps make this program possible each week, including our listeners and the radio stations that air the show. Be safe fishing, and good luck on the fishing grounds. From KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Maggie Wall.